I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. A local dance group has been chosen to perform at Donald Trump's presidential inauguration next month. The Lil and Elite Wranglers now need your help to get to Washington. We spoke with their director, Sharon Toops, to learn more about this special honor and to find out how you can help.
We actually submitted an application online because I wanted to see if we could maybe march in the parade or something, and so I had to create dancing / marching / jitterbug moves in a way that makes it parade friendly, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And we submitted a video and an application, and then we started requesting recommendations, letters of recommendation from our congressmen, from our mayors, from both Bryan and College Station, and from our representatives.
Okay, excellent.
We got them.
And you got them. Yeah. Now, I'm understanding that you're one of two Texas groups or organizations to be asked or invited. Do you know who the other one is?
Well, I just heard from a friend that it's the Texas State Strutters, but I was searching and I thought I saw another team.
Okay.
And it was a little confusing, but as far as I know, there are two teams from Texas that were selected.
What is next? I know you guys have started a GoFundMe page.
Yes, absolutely. We've created a GoFundMe page because we obviously are in need of funds to get these kids to Washington, and we really do need some community help in order to get them there because it's very expensive, and it's all on us.
Okay, so what can people do if they want to help? Where do they need to go?
Okay, we have a GoFundMe page. If they would like to go there and make a donation, they could also adopt a Wrangler. We're estimating that the costs are about $1,000 per Wrangler to go. So if anybody wanted to, like, adopt a Wrangler, they could do that, and they could submit, a check to us. We hang our hats and practice here at Expressions Dance and Music. So if anybody would like to make a donation, they can bring it over to Expressions Dance and Music, and we would certainly be grateful.
And Sharon, what would it mean for the organization and these kids to be able to perform at such a historic event?
It's actually, for me, it's, as their director, it's a huge honor. It's a dream come true to see them on such a national forum. However, for the kids, I think it's going to be such an amazing learning experience for them, one that they can't even comprehend yet. And it's really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for them. And their parents realize it, and we as teachers realize it, and the kids are so excited. They're so excited, I think, because we are also excited, too.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it is very exciting. Is there anything else that you would like to add before I let you go today?
We're also going to be selling T-shirts.
Okay.
An online campaign. So that's another way people can, buy a T-shirt and help us out. They're $16 each. Happy to be representing Texas, to be representing College Station and Bryan. It's just an amazing opportunity for these kids to be able to do this.
Definitely, definitely.
We're kind of known for spreading the goodwill of Aggieland since we've performed all over the country. And even on two cruise lines. So this is another way for us to spread the goodwill of Aggieland. And believe me, we will be doing that.
Thanks again to Lil and Elite Wranglers Director Sharon Toops for sharing that information with us. To learn more about the organization and how you can help get them to Washington, D.C., find them on Facebook at Lil and Elite Wranglers. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.